As flu season approaches in the midst of anthrax anxiety, here's a dilemma that might come up in some offices around the country. Let's say a person works in a media or a government organization, and let's say another person in that office gets a fever, one of the possible symptoms for one form of anthrax. Should the person with the fever be compelled by his coworkers to see a doctor and have an anthrax test? We decided to call a couple of ethicists to see what they think. First, Randy Cohen, who writes the ethicist column for the New York Times Sunday magazine. He joins us on the line. Well, what do you think, Randy?
But when you say compelled by his colleagues, would there be sticks involved? No one's poking anyone with a stick, because that's kind of a... It sounds rather brutal that way. I'd rather think of the ethical obligation as an internal one, that if you work for a news organization where there's been genuine and reasonable concern about anthrax, it's shown up, I guess, at all three TV network news organizations, and you have flu-like symptoms, you do have an ethical obligation to find out the cause of it, not so much to protect yourself, that's just a prudent that you might want to get it checked out, but for your colleagues. Ethics concerns itself with the effect your actions have on others, and if you're have been exposed without knowing it, it would be a fine thing to alert your coworkers. They too may have been exposed. You're kind of the canary in the coal mine of news, I guess.
Okay, so you're not, it's not because, obviously it's not contagious, so that's not the reason.
Right. No, of course it's not contagious, but several of the people who were exposed didn't know they'd been exposed. That's how you can help your coworkers. Not that they would get it from you, of course, but that they might have been exposed whenever it was you were. But if you had the same symptoms and you worked, say, at a laundry, the white powder is probably soap flakes, and really, you don't want to be self-dramatizing, and you don't want to overburden the health system. So in that case, I would say you ought not bother to go and get swabbed, although I like saying get swabbed.
Randy Cohen writes the column The Ethicist for the New York Times Magazine. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks for talking.
Now, a second opinion. Thomas Murray is president of the Hastings Center and a bioethicist and philosopher. So, Dr. Murray, what do you think?
I think if someone has symptoms that look very much like anthrax, you can certainly ask him to be tested. That would make everybody feel more at ease, but I don't think you have any moral or legal right to compel any person to be tested under those circumstances.
I guess in this case, when I'm saying compel, I really mean that kind of group pressure, you know, peer pressure. No one can actually, of course, force you to go to the doctor.
Well, actually, sometimes you can force somebody to do that, again, when there's a compelling public health emergency. There would be other diseases, for example, smallpox, where you would have a good public health reason to perhaps even force somebody to be tested. An exposure to anthrax in a work environment is more like an exposure to some occupational hazard. And in cases like that, you have alternative ways of getting the same information. You test the office environment, just as they've tested post office sorting stations, and they've tested news organizations' offices. You can test the environment directly rather than testing the individual. If somebody comes in and has a disease, they may or may not have picked it up at the workplace. They may have picked it up from some other location. So you have alternative ways of getting the same information that don't involve compelling somebody to undergo a medical test. Now, that said, I mean, if it happened to me, if I started coming down with a disease and my coworkers were worried, I'd sure as heck have myself tested for their well-being and peace of mind, as well as my own.
Thomas Murray is president of the Hastings Center, a bioethics research institute. Thank you, Dr. Murray.
It's a pleasure.